Hi, I'm Sister Sharon from Maruya. I've had the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues since the year 2000, and I was baptised by full immersion in 1996. And at that time, I was married to somebody else, and I ended up at a revival fellowship meeting in Melbourne. And the pastor had asked if anyone wanted to be baptised, and I always had this desire to really understand God. I always believed in God, and I don't know, I used to go to church with my neighbours. I grew up in a very violent, aggressive household, and I just could not understand why God wasn't answering my prayers. And my auntie used to give me the rosary, and she would say, you know, pray to St. Jude, and every night I'd do this particular, you know, rendition of it, and nothing ever changed. So anyway, I ended up at a revival fellowship meeting, and I just felt this desire, yes, I will get baptised, because I knew that I'd never done my Holy Communion in the Catholic Church, and people around me had done it. And my mum said, oh, no, you know, we don't really believe in all that. We're Catholic, but we just, you know, they never did all that. And so I did have a desire. So anyway, I got baptised and I came up out of the waters, and I just felt like the weight of the world had been lifted off my shoulders, and I just felt, gee, I've really done something for the Lord. I just felt right. And I went home and I was very excited, and my former husband at the time just gave me an ultimatum and said, you know, it's a cult, in no uncertain terms, and you decide, you know, me or the church. And at that time the marriage was quite unstable, and, you know, I just thought, oh, okay. So I never returned. And 4 years had passed, and the marriage had ended, and I was really brokenhearted. He was a guy that, you know, I loved, and, you know, I didn't go back to the church, and I just, yeah, I was suicidal. I was an alcoholic by the time I was 28. Everyone around me, my former husband was a police officer, very big drinkers, wives were very big drinkers. You know, I was thoroughly addicted. And my sister, Synth, had moved back from Canberra to Melbourne to actually take me back to meetings. And I remember sitting at the back of the meetings with a zipped up kind of windshield right up to here. I had no self-confidence, and, you know, and the pastor would be talking, and, you know, I hadn't received the Holy Spirit. And we'd go home and I would just skull like 3 glasses of champagne. That was not unusual, just to be able to cope. And anyway, 6 weeks went past, and I regularly just got on my knees and sought for the Holy Spirit. And then on this particular occasion, I was driving Cynthia to her job, which was probably about half an hour from where I was living. And she had, I think, 20 minutes to be at work. And I just said to the Lord, I'm not taking her until I receive the Holy Spirit. And bang, out come this language. And I instantly had my heart healed. It was just to describe it, it was just like a pane of glass that was shattered prior to that, and the Lord had just put it all back together. So no amount of therapy, counselling, could ever have done that instantaneously. And I just had so much joy. I was just, you know, I just wanted to play with this new language that was, that, you know, he'd given me. And so anyway, a few years went on, and I moved up to the coast, and I met my current husband, Grant. And we have a wonderful son, Jonah. But I've always had a battle. I had a battle with depression. I've grown up, as you know, I've just briefly mentioned, in a very violent home. And, you know, I think I used to drink as a means to escape. And when Jonah was born, you know, 4 hours later, the nurse came into my ward and just said, Sharon, are you all right? And I just said, yep, I'm fine. you know. And deep down, I really wasn't fine. I actually wanted to slip my wrists. And, you know, for some time there was people in the church saying, Sharon, you know, you need to probably go on some medication and whatnot. And, you know, I took the step in that couple of years. I think Jonah was about two. And I kind of felt, you know, gee, I shouldn't be on medication. I'm spirit-filled, you know. We got victory over this and can be healed and whatnot. And I had to really find my peace with the Lord about that at that particular time. You know, the scripture that jumped out at me was whatever state you're into, therewith find your contentment. And I really just held on to that because I started to understand that, you know, if the Lord returned, he wasn't going to see me as a lesser person. So anyway, it was a few years after that that I we went to a rally in Newcastle, and some sisters got up and they had given their testimony about panic attacks and depression and whatnot. And that morning, I'd forgotten to take my antidepressants, and I'd asked Grant to turn the car around and go back to where we were staying to take it. And this little voice, as I just had gone to take the pill, had said to me, Sharon, do you think you need this anymore? And I just automatically responded and said, yes, I do. And I took it anyway. And at that meeting, I was really, I really woke up to listening to the Lord's voice, because I understood that was the Lord speaking to me, and I knew that that was my time. He was telling me that was my time, that I could give up the medication, and that was fine. So I went to the prayer line, and we drove home, and when we got home, I just ditched all the medication and just really sought the Lord for no extreme side effects and whatnot. And that's what happened. I didn't have any side effects, and I was delivered from depression. I've always still had a battle, I guess, with anxiety, and I guess recently, you know, my family is in the fellowship in our assembly, so I guess I've really had to learn forgiveness, and I automatically had received forgiveness. I was able to do that with my mum's husband, because he's in our assembly, he's spirit-filled. And, you know, I can sit in the meetings and just rejoice with him. And what I've learned, I guess, is that forgiveness for me was, I don't remember, I don't sit there and find fault with him. And I don't remember all the bad stuff that went on in the house. You know, I love him as my brother. I rejoice that he comes to meetings. But I still had an issue with my mum. And for a long time, I just struggled with, you know, the way she is and the way she responded to how everything was back then. And in the last 12 months, I've really found a place of peace with mum that, you know, the Lord's shown me don't judge her, because, you know, she's much loved by him as much as I am. And I've been able to really have a really lovely relationship with my mum in the last 12 months. And just, you know, just before we came to camp, the day before we came to camp, her and I were just having a brief discussion, and she said something to me. You know, my mum has six children, three of us from one father and three from her current husband, and I've always felt that she never had any time for me. And I guess, you know, if I was to compare, I would say that, you know, her motherly instinct, because she never had any time, there was never enough for probably us older kids in the family. But, you know, through the peace of the Lord and forgiveness in the last 12 months, I've really just forgotten about all of that, because it really doesn't matter. And she said to me on the weekend, you know, just very briefly, Sharon, you find yourself worth from the Lord. You don't actually find it from people. And that really was just something that I really needed to hear at that time, and I'm so glad that it came from her. So I just rejoice that the Lord just, he sorts it all out in the right time, if we just let it go. Because no matter what happened in the past, and it may have changed things in my life, it doesn't stop me from changing things who God wants me to be now. So I rejoice in that, that he's fixed a very bad relationship with my mum to something that is really lovely at the present. So amen.